In the Senate this afternoon, President Trump's legal team is wrapping up its defense of the president against two articles of impeachment. It is still unclear whether Democrats have convinced enough Republicans to vote with them to call witnesses. Joining us now is NPR's Tim Mak, who covers national security and politics for NPR. Tim, senators still seem to be digesting and taking stock of these new revelations from former national security advisor John Bolton, who apparently claims in a forthcoming book that President Trump told him he wanted Ukraine military aid to be conditioned on Ukraine investigating Joe Biden. Now there's talk today of senators maybe getting Bolton's manuscript to look at. Why is that, and what's the latest?
So this is all based around this argument that the Trump defense team has been making. One of their major arguments throughout this trial has been there's been no one to testify. There's been no firsthand testimony that links directly and personally the president of the United States to this this effort to leverage U.S. foreign policy for personal political gain. They say that just has that it's been secondhand information or thirdhand information. Now, Democrats would disagree with this. But what John Bolton provides with his book and possibly with his testimony is someone who would be able to refute that particular line of argument, that John Bolton has personal information, according to these reports, about this alleged scheme. Now, the talk about senators getting Bolton's manuscript, this is kind of a compromise. Some Senate Republicans have suggested the idea of bringing in the manuscript into the Senate in a secure area and allowing senators to read it.
Well, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer does not like that idea at all. Here he is responding to that.
What an absurd proposal. It's a book. There's no need for it to be read in the skiff unless you want to hide something.
So what about the idea of Bolton testifying, which is what we were talking about yesterday, and whether even Chief Justice John Roberts, who's presiding over the trial, might play a role in that?
Well, the Democratic argument has been that there's no need to read the book if you could subpoena John Bolton to testify under oath. Chuck Schumer said in that same press conference where you played that clip from that President Trump and John Bolton have said diametrically opposed things, and only one of the two, that's John Bolton, is willing to testify under oath. So that's the argument there, that the book is one thing, subpoenaed witness and testimony is another thing. As for whether or not Chief Justice John Roberts might play a role in that, you know, if you observe the Chief Justice over the course of this trial so far, you haven't seen him get very interested in being particularly activist or aggressive in his rulings. Now, if he were to say, for example, break a tie, that would be a very activist role and a very activist action.
And he's very worried about the credibility of the Supreme Court and not looking like he's picking one side or the other. I want to play you some tape from Iowa Senator Republican Joni Ernst, who said this yesterday after the Trump team was spending a lot of time talking about Joe and Hunter Biden. Ernst said this yesterday about that.
Iowa caucuses, folks. Iowa caucuses are this next Monday evening, and I'm really interested to see how this discussion today informs and influences the Iowa caucus voters, those Democratic caucus goers. Will they be supporting Vice President Biden at this point?
So Joe Biden said Ernst spilled the beans on what the Republican strategy really is with this trial, which is just to tar his presidential candidacy. How is that resonating in the Senate today?
Well, Democrats are really playing up this particular clip. They're saying that it's evidence that this entire trial from a Republican perspective has just been hijacked in order to play a role of smearing former Vice President Joe Biden, that by having this trial and by making these arguments that smear Mr. Biden, they've in essence done what the president had hoped to do from the beginning, which is to cast doubt on whether Joe Biden and his family have been ethical.
That is NPR's Tim Mak, who covers national security and politics for NPR, as the Trump team wraps up its defense today in the Senate trial, and then it is on to written questions. Tim, we'll be talking to you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.